Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're really excited for our TV homie to join us, Sarah Hodges, CBS 13. We'll bring you right into the conversation, and I'm going to ask you this in its most simple form.
My fellow blind, my blind buddy, Sarah Hodges.
You're sitting next to you two. Y'all can't see that scoreboard word a damn.
I said, Sarah, what is that, 122 threes they've made? I don't know.
This is me. I forgot my glasses today.
Are the Sacramento Kings good?
Yes, absolutely. Like okay. What we saw last night, we see very, very good teams. It happens to them. Like,
facts.
Listen, the reality is the Raptors came in, they whooped the Kings' ass.
Yep.
That's just what it was.
Yep.
And, you know, the two All-Stars didn't have the best games. And I think, you know, in there are times where the bench shows up, but when you don't have your two All-Stars show up and then your bench doesn't show up, that's a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to win games like that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's they didn't show up. I think they got roughed up, especially Sabonis. Like, they really targeted. NFL would have thrown a flag on this one. Like, they targeted Sabonis.
I was literally, like, the whole game, I was, like, getting so frustrated because they weren't calling fouls. Like, he was getting abused, used and abused. But then it wasn't happening on the other end either. So I was like, oh, dang, they're just, like, really just letting him play. Okay, I'm okay with that. Like, as long as it's not, like, what, like, you know, just one-sided.
Yeah.
But that was, I think, the hardest part about the loss, y'all, was that, like, Domas's 23 double-double streak were close.
The streak,
like, it was so sick. It hurt me so bad. Like, you would think I'm a Kings fan, okay?
That
like,
hurt.
I was literally, like, because, you know, the game didn't show, like, the first, like, quarter was – so I'm sitting here streaming it on my phone, watching it while I'm, like, putting clothes away because it was my Sunday. So I'm, like, doing my due. Finally, it comes on the TV. So I'm locked and loaded. I'm, like, perfect. Nobody here in my household cares about the Kings, so I bother everybody with Kings tings. It's just funny. And so I put the Kings on, and I'm thinking, like, I'm keep refreshing, like, the box score, like, on my phone, like, hoping, like, I missed something. I must have missed a point. Like, he's at 9 points. Like, was there a free throw I missed? Like, there has to be a rebound I missed. And I just kept, like, updating it just sick to my stomach, like. And then I'm pretty sure he went into the fourth quarter. Like, he must have not got 1 point in the fourth or
nothing.
Nothing. And I thought for sure going into the fourth, well, at first he didn't put him in. And I was like, is this just an L? And, like, Coach Brown was like, this is an L. And, like, we're just going to accept that and move on and not put De'Aaron and Sabonis. I was like, dang, like, I can understand, like, down by 20, but, like, still got to fight for it. Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like he put him in a little bit too late, but, like, maybe not, because even then they kept trying to get the ball to Domas and he was just turning the ball over. Like, they just couldn't get the ball to him.
That's the only total he added to in the fourth quarter was the turnover total.
Was the turnovers.
That was tough, man. That was tough. But I mean, you bring up a good point. You know, the bench wasn't great by any means last night, but when your two guys combined for 25 points on the night, like, that's tough. And in Toronto, while their record is what it is, I think they're 22-27 right now. They got talent on that roster. The fact that they're not better is kind of baffling to everybody here, because it's like they got guys that can play on that roster. So, and they came to play last night. So, like you mentioned, if your guys aren't playing, it's going to be tough sledding either way.
I mean, it's going to be tough. They came in and they were super physical, and I don't think the Kings knew how to respond, you know, to being tossed around like that, which they kind of should be used to it. But I mean, I haven't seen a game that physical where, like, calls weren't being made and they just, like, let guys play in a really long time. Like, I was, like, shooketh, like, watching them just, like, handle Domas like he was, like, nothing. Just, like, and even Keegan, you know, on defense, he was getting tossed around. He was getting used and abused, you know, but you expect to see that a little bit out of Keegan, right? Like, he's a rookie. Like, he's going to learn and go through it. But seeing them handle Domas was just
The other side to that, though, Sarah and Damian, is, you know, it's not like they haven't played this type. The Memphis is as physical as they come. They were in here the other day. I know they didn't have Steven Adams, but the rest of that team is physical. They are physical by nature. OKC on Friday, that's a physical team. They go in there and they play a physical style ball with Lou Dort and those guys. So,
but I feel like they match their physicality, and they just, like, did not match it last night. Like, to a certain extent, they matched it, and they were just getting, like, it was like watching, I don't know, college versus high school almost, it felt like last night, just physicality-wise, like grown men amongst boys.
Well, let's not shy away from the superpower either. Let's look at the you know, what the real story might be is 23, 27, 17, and 28. Those were the points per quarter for the Sacramento Kings. This was a team that scored 47 points in the first quarter against Memphis. Not the best second quarter, but then they scored 34 and 33. Against Memphis. They didn't have a single 30-point quarter last night.
And real quick, Sarah, you know the crazy thing about that is I don't know what the fast break points look like, but they hit our markers.
They did. They did.
13 threes and 29 assists.
And the fast break points were, wow, they won fast break points, 12 to 11. Will Z, look this up. This has to be a first. The first time they've hit all three of our statistical markers of 12 plus threes, 27 plus assists, and winning the fast break points, and they lost.
But why?
They got
and this is something. I mean, part of it too, like obviously boards, all that, but like defense, and like I know Kenny like loves the offense, and he wants, and I totally get it. But these are the times where, like, you know, the shots aren't falling, or your offense just isn't clicking. Like their offense just like didn't have any rhythm last night. Like it was very apparent in the second quarter. I felt in the second quarter, I was like, I bet you Domas doesn't get a double-double. And I didn't even say it out loud because I didn't even want to jinx him. But, like, it just – you never felt like their offense ever clicked. And on those nights where your offense isn't clicking, your defense really needs to step up, and neither of them did. So, although I do get your point, and I don't disagree with you. Like, if you're scoring 130 points a night, Kenny, you're right. Like, it's going to be hard for teams to beat you. But that's obviously not going to happen every night. And that's why I'm sort of – not necessarily okay with the loss, but I am, because I feel like they are going to learn so much in this loss. Like, I feel like even coach is going to learn so much in this loss just by seeing, you know, what teams did to Domas, and he's going to have to figure out a way to make that work. You know, I obviously watched the post game, and, you know, there was some certain things that he's working on with Domas, just, you know, leaving the ground. He wants him to stay on the ground a little bit more, because when he goes in the air, everybody knows he's going to pass the ball. He wants him to sort of finish. If you're going to be down there, then finish, because teams already know what you're going to do. Although it's not like he had that many assists either.
18-2 second chance points, by the way.
That's bad.
Got to get back to the gang rebounding. You know, everybody, all five guys on there rebounding, not leaving it just up to the big guys. So let me ask you the other part of this, Sarah, because we're both in agreement with you. This is a good team. You know, nobody here is shook over what happened last night. It's one of those games. It happens. Now, the other part is, do they need more to the roster? I say they don't need more. Some people think they need more.
It's hard to say, because I still feel like Mike Brown's like figuring out his rotations, like even halfway through the season. Like
maybe that actually answers your question. The fact that he doesn't know exactly who to go to, because he's, and I don't fault him for searching and trying to find, maybe that's the answer to your question. Or maybe that's the answer to Kenny's question, I guess, is the way I should say it. He needs, and we're really talking about, I think this boils down to Rashawn and Chimezie.
Yeah.
Is there an upgrade over Rashawn and Chimezie that can help this team?
That's what it is right there. It's the Domas help.
And I even think, is that so sometimes you got to ask, is that conducive to your team? Maybe so, because Plumlee plays the same style. The guy like that, I don't know if Nerlens Noel does, or, you know, any Chris Boucher can, he can ball. We ain't getting him, though. But, like, would you have to change up the style of play at all? Because not only are you talking about how they play when Sabonis is in there? But Malik Monk plays a certain way when Sabonis is out or he's playing with Metsu or something like that. We've seen that as well. So how does that affect his production? Does it help him out or does it take away from the things that make him feel comfortable? So, no.
I think you just figure out what you have right now. You know, we've seen, I mean, listen, they're third in the West. You know, they're battling for that two spot. Like, I don't think you necessarily have to freak out. And I think you just figure out what you have and you go from there. Nobody expected what we're seeing now. Like, this is just a really true treat. I mean, not that we would be okay with losing again or going on a losing streak or any of that. I'm not saying that, but I just think that Mike Brown is doing a hell of a job and I'm trusting in what he's doing. And if he's still trying to figure out, like, you know, which rotations work with which team that they're facing up against, and he's still trying to work through these things. I mean, just look at Keegan Murray, just what a 2-week span did for his play and what we've seen out of him and things that we were saying before we would never say right now.
Yeah. You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM, Carrick's QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, driven by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, always live on the free Odyssey app. Sarah Hodges, CBS 13 with us here. Sarah, you have been covering this San Francisco 49ers team for years now. You covered this team quite in-depthly this year, headed into the latest, biggest game of the season against the best team they're going to face, or the best team that they have faced all year by far. This is legitimately number one versus two. This is the irresistible force meets the immovable object, the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. How you feel headed into this weekend's NFC Championship?
It's just so funny because, like, as you're saying all this, I literally have, like, a pit in my stomach and, like, butterflies because, like, I'm legit nervous.
Yeah.
I'm legit nervous. But like you said, a 1-2, you have the best defense, get the best defensive line against the best offensive line. Yep. Like, this is going to be – if you love football, this is going to be a fun game to watch. Yeah. I think that the Eagles have a little bit of an advantage, you know, but – the 49ers, they've been able to pull some things off that nobody expected. And I think if a few things happen, one of the biggest is, you know, Purdy just being able to stay mistake free.
Yep.
Him being able to find, you know, his playmakers, which as long as he gets it to them, nobody can stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Kyle Shanahan in his ear, you know, helping him walk through everything, which is how they've been able to find success. And then your defense plays up to their potential. I think that you have a shot at this. You do.
Do you trust Brock Purdy yet? Like, do you still look at him like, this rookie, you know, we don't know yet.
You know, it's hard to say because he hasn't lost. You know, what I will say is when I watched him against the Cowboys, I trusted him a lot. I have more trust for him now because that was the first time that we've really seen him like scramble for his life and kind of get roughed up and be confused and make mistakes. And to me, he was more calm than Dak, you know, even through that. So that I was like, okay, this is good for Niners fans because we saw him get shaken a little bit as far as just, you know, getting beat up. You know, the defense was obviously all over him. He was running for his life, and he was still able to stay calm, cool, collected, and do what he had to do. The one thing I will say is 7 of 14 on third downs conversions. Like, you're gonna have to convert on third team.
You know, the thing about that too. It's funny you bring that up, Sarah, because I was rewatching the game last night, and I think it was probably early fourth quarter, maybe mid fourth quarter. I think it was when they scored the touchdown. So it was like early. That was early fourth. They put up that stat, and at the time they weren't 7 of 14 on third down, but it was, you know, it was something like that. But the average third down distance was like 7.5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't. That you don't want to be in those situations, right? You don't want the average distance to be more around 4. You know, 4 yards to go, because when you do that, you got more of the playbook around you. So that's an excellent point that you bring up. They definitely got to pick that percentage up, but they got to make sure they do their work before they get to third down to make sure it's not a third and long.
And we'll see. Like Jalen Hurts, you already know what he can do. Yeah. I mean, he's just, you need to be able to control. First of all, you need to make sure that they don't run all over you, which I think the 49ers defense will do a good job of that. But you need to make sure you contain the run. The 49ers are 2-4 when allowing 99 rushing yards or more. So I think if they control the one, the control the run, they have obviously a better chance. But then again, you have, you
that's
know,
that offensive, that's that offensive line you just talked about a minute ago. That's that's the part where it gets concerning. And, you know, on the other side of the ball, you talk about Brock Purdy, playmakers, Debo. Obviously, we're talking Kittle, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, all of those guys. This doesn't play as much, and I think you could work around this a lot with Christian McCaffrey and maybe to a certain degree Debo Samuel. But that Philadelphia Eagles secondary is probably the best in the game, arguably the best in the game. And when you start talking about Bradbury and guys like that, like this is – man, I can't make heads or tails of this game. Similar to the Cowboys game, I didn't know for sure. I did not make my prediction on the Cowboys 49ers till I saw Debo suit. When I saw Debo suit, I knew
fire.
Gucci head to toe.
Listen,
with the shadow Gucci, I knew. Okay,
Sarah know about that too.
49.
Sarah,
oh, she know. She know. Yeah. She
no, you want to? You know what I knew? The look in Dak's eyes. Something was off, and that's when, if I were you, I would have bet. Because let me tell you, it was not the 49ers who won this game.
That's
the Cowboys
cap,
that lost this game.
That is
I
cap.
Disagree.
That is big cap.
You're listening to your husband too much. Your husband been walking the house for 3 days saying that, hasn't he?
Listen, no, because Dak literally played like trash.
We made him play like trash. We made him like it was just a week ago when everybody talked about
he was so uncomfortable. Like, and I'm not gonna, okay, you know what? The 49ers defense made him uncomfortable, sure. Like, I'll give you that, okay, fine. But he had time to even throw the ball. He made terrible mistakes and he had time to make better mistakes and he was forcing it. I'm not trying to take anything away from the 49ers. Like, the 49ers did their job, and if anybody saw my report, it was like there was whispers going into that game that the 49ers defense is maybe like, you know, they're a little gassed, like, you know, maybe they won't live up to their potential in this game, that the Cowboys defense would outshine them. And the Cowboys defense played really, really well.
They played really well.
The Cowboys defense played insane and they did their job.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. The Cowboys defense played well enough to win.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it was Dak that lost them the game.
And here's
and I'm not saying none of that had to do with the 49ers defense. It did have some to do with it. But, like, I feel like really Dak shot himself in the foot.
And here's all I'll say. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But here's what I'll say. Dak, Geno, Tua, you know, the plays were there. They beat themselves. It's just amazing how these quarterbacks beat themselves. When they play the 49ers.
When they're not gamers, that's what they do.
They're running free, and Tua just wasn't on today. He just wasn't on. All right. Okay. All right. Look, hey, hopefully Jalen Hurts is just – maybe he beats himself on Sunday too, right? You know, it just happens when these 49ers defense go up against these quarterbacks. Maybe Jalen just beats himself.
It's like dealing with a sophomore class.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on right now, Sarah. This is Kenny gets a little worked up when you take a smidge bit of credit away from the San Francisco 49ers. He gets a little fired up. I don't agree. I mean, Dak did make mistakes.
He buckled. Jalen Hurts isn't gonna buckle.
All I'll say to that.
Everybody
loved Dak six days before that. What he did to Tampa Bay.
You never know which everybody you loved never know Dak. Who you're gonna get. That's the problem with Dak. You don't know who you're
well,
gonna
no,
get.
No, and I think Kenny's sarcastic point is the Bucks stink. And that's why Dak had the game that he had.
And then he played a real defense, and all of a sudden he can't do that stuff.
And there's that.
No, and I don't think the Giants are very good. So we'll see what happens with Jalen.
I feel like if you guys were like, if you know, had like seven sacks or like even like four, like it's like he had time, and he didn't make the plays he should make, and he had time. Like his offensive line did their job. Like they were like it wasn't perfect, but for the most part, like Dak should have been able to complete passes that he I just plainly didn't see. Their eyes were open.
You see that coverage by All-Pro Fred Warner on CeeDee Lamb? That's another reason why you can't play well. It ain't just about the pass rush. It's about these guys are all over him.
I'll give the Cowboys and Sarah this, because I don't know. I was watching the game different. I didn't see anything in Dak's eyes. I don't know. I thought it.
I was like,
man. And if he did, that's 2 years in a row. That's
how was you looking at us, Sarah?
That's
like this. He was like this. And I was like, bro, can you blink or like just look relaxed? Like Purdy's in there, like.
Yeah, that's pretty wild how composed Purdy looked. But I thought things shifted a little bit with the Pollard injury.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not stalling. Like the 49ers won that football game, but
you look trash.
And maybe the look on his face was, I got to give the ball to Zeke. Oh Lord.
He threw a pick He threw a pick right in the end zone in the first quarter, like on the first drive of the game. I want to say I was rushing to my seat at that point because it took me 4 hours to get from my station into the building that day. I didn't even get to like soak in like the pregame hype that I love to do because it took forever to get there. So I was like scrambling to get to the media section and watch the game. But
I know how I heard that. I heard that game was crazy as far as like
y'all
trying to get in. They have people who have season tickets and stuff say it's the craziest they've ever seen it.
What do we look like this weekend, Sarah? It's a big weekend for sports. What do we look like over on CBS 13?
So really just Sunday. We got the game. We got sports. We got sports Sunday. No sports extra, but we got a bunch of college hoops on Saturday. Okay. We'll probably make it out to a couple of them. Jake and I tonight we have a bunch of games on too. So I'll roll on those games. I'll have highlights for y'all tonight, and that's pretty much it. I mean, we're pretty busy. March Madness is about to start. We're about to be super busy. But
you know who to call on for those March Madness shows, baby. You know who to call on.
We got a Coach Katz coming on the show.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. That was her way of saying we ain't calling you.
Well, I mean, it's just
dummy.
I'm not on the list. I can't get in. I can't get in.
Oh, man.
Shadow Gucci, or you don't get in.
We want to bring you in because we want Cats to go in on you for not going to Sac State.
Oh, that's a good look there. I've been
waiting to get that on live television.
I'll sit in the audience for that one.
You say the word, we'll make that happen. Oh, before we let you go, what you think, just who you got in the AFC?
Oh, the Bengals. Come on now.
That's a true Raiders fan right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
It's a true
Raiders fan. We're rooting for the rank. We're rooting for the team that ended Bo Jackson's career. Never. I'll never. That's probably why I hate them.
Listen.
I don't hate them.
Our boys hurt. Your boy's hurt right now. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's not.
He's
well.
Hurt. Yeah. He's the magic. He's the magic.
Well, Andy Reid's
pretty
magical.
Just the way. I mean, listen, I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if the Chiefs win. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna be like, where did this come from? Like, we all know what time it is when Patrick Mahomes is busy just sprinkling fairy dust and just it's insane. Like, I'm not gonna deny that, but talk about look in your eyes. You know what's good.
Sarah says she was looking at Dak like
with Joe Shiesty. You know what's good. He is not scared. He is ready.
Sarah looked like she had to look at Dak like, man up.
I ain't looking.
Stand up.
I was about to go over there and be like, listen, grab his helmet and be like, I covered you at Mississippi State, okay? I told everybody you're going to come out of college and be great. Don't disappoint me.
I know I'm not looking Sarah Hodges in her eyes anymore.
Like, oh, not if you come with that soft sheet.
I walk away. She looks over at Jake. Did you see the look in that idiot's eyes? He's cooked. He's cooked. He's scared of these sports extra lights.
Oh my gosh, never.
Love you, buddy. Thank you.
Love you so much. Thanks for having me, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.